you do like to go for a bit of a cycle, spare a thought for Marie Stevenson. Now, she's from the Moreton Bay. She's on a mission to cycle through all 10 Australian deserts from Woodford to Birdsville. But she's travelling. It's about 10,000 kilometres. She wants to raise $10,000 for mental health support group Beyond Blue. We spoke to her early on in the journey. She was just starting out. We thought it's about time we checked in again.
Well, 6 weeks on, Marie Stevenson, where are you waking up this morning?
Good morning, Craig and Loretta. I am. I have woken up in Curtin Springs, and that's about 100 k's west. Let's get my bearings right. East of Uluru. So I'm just about in the centre of the centre.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Can you describe what it's like?
Right here or just generally?
It's probably dark,
cycle?
Probably, what you can see.
Right here, it is pitch black, and I've moved away because there's like a free camp area here tucked in the back of the the roadhouse area. So I've just moved away so they don't hear my voice this time in the morning. It's absolutely pitch black.
Marie, what's it been like these last 6 weeks?
Oh, my goodness. It's I think last time I spoke to you was still very much in like a concept, you know, and I was on like the sealed road and, heading out to Birdsville. So it was still all to come, you know, and the last the last 3 weeks in particular, that's when I've sort of started on the tracks and started touching in on three of the 10 deserts so far. So, once I started on the Birdsville track, the cycle completely changed, the reality of it, the beauty of the landscape. I've done the Birdsville track and the Unidata track so far, and now I'm in the next couple of days, I start on the Great Central Highway, which is Yallara, which is the township just near Uluru, down to Laverton, cross the Western Australian border and head down to Laverton at the southeast inland of Western Australia.
Gosh.
And Marie, what's been tougher, the physicality of it or the mental challenge of being on the bike day in, day out?
Oh, Craig, definitely the mental. Mm. I'm blessed I've got a body that as long as I feed it and water it well, it's like a plant, it'll keep growing, it'll keep going. But the mental side of things, I've had one day of reckoning, and that was like the day coming into Marla, which is at the end of the Unidata track, and the track's quite rough and corrugated. And on this day in particular, there was like this full-on headwind and it was freezing cold and I was exhausted like about 5 k's into it and I had 61 k's to go and I really was going, I don't even know why I want to do this, you know, that was that moment of just going, really, do I want to? And it was horrible and I was crying.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah, I could, you know, it was just, well, it was one of those days. And yeah, and because it was quite close to Marla, it seemed that everyone was kind of, and it was it, the conditions were horrible. Most, you know, people I'm meeting that talk about this day. And that was sort of quite, when it gets windy, like, you know, you see in kids, but also in adults, we get quite elevated and everyone seemed to be quite honed in on getting into Marla. So no one was stopping, which was, I had become quite accustomed to. But this one caravan stopped and they called out and it was like, I remember it was like 42 k's to go and I was like bottoming out and they called out and they said, did you need anything? And I went, no, and I burst into tears. And they said, do you need water or anything? And I went, no, I just need to tell someone this is horrible, you know. And they said, oh, do you need chocolate? And I went, yes, and I need chocolate too.
Chocolate always fixes.
And it was so funny. It was, chocolate is just the fixer. And, you know, we laughed and we talked for about 10, 15 minutes. And honestly, the injection of care from these people, you know, suddenly I could sort of see myself doing this, you know, and I could break it down to 5 k's and chip through it. And it was still hard, but I could see it being doable. And that was amazing. But it was also the hardest day. You know, my partner and I call it the day of reckoning. Mm. Do you really want to do this? But there's going to be lots of those days ahead. I know that, you know.
Yeah, Marie Stevenson is with us on ABC Radio Brisbane. She's a Moreton Bay woman on a mission to cycle through all 10 Australian deserts. We're into, what, week 6? And she's had her day of reckoning. But you've come through that, Marie. The bike's held up as well, so is your body?
Yeah, body's good. Bum still gets a bit sore some days, you know. Had a couple of flats on the bike, but been able to manage how to sort them out easier because it's huge tyres on the bike, you know, and they're 4.8 inch, and I've just got a small little, you know, cycle pump has a lot of pumping to pump up these tyres when they go flat. So sort of got a little device that's been sent to me in one of my postal packs where I can attach it to a compressor, you know, a car compressor, and pump it up a little bit easier when I need it. Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, it was sort of settled into it now, you know.
What about wildlife?
And, so, like, I think that's one of the awesome ways to travel this way is, like, I'm with the wildlife in the day, you know, and it's, so, like, the bird life is insane. Like, they had a little bit of rain earlier on the year, and so everything is flowering. And there are so many different types of birds, you know, tiny little finches and little wrens and the green budgies. And so they're all, like, you know, along the bushes on the roadside, you know, taking off. And I'm riding with them. So that they're a constant, and I love them. I talk to them constantly. And then you've got emus and, you know, again, you know, if they're coming, if they're near the roadside, they don't hear me coming. So I get to, you know, get quite close, up close and personal with them.
I'd be scared.
Spotted a couple of camels yesterday.
Oh, what?
So, yeah, it's all very different to, you know, this city girl's life usually.
Yes.
You know?
Isn't it what, Marie Stevenson? You're taking us on a journey. We're living vicariously through your experience as part of this 10 Desert Challenge.
That's awesome, Craig. Thank you for saying.
And how is it being away from family? You've got a 7-year-old son back at home.
Absolutely, yeah.
That adds to the challenge even further.
Look, totally. It's, you know, I think it's a big sacrifice to do this, you know, being away from family. And we're certainly feeling that distance. But, you know, I think what my favourite part of this trip is to be able to share it with my family. That's when it all comes home. And that's when I get really excited about what I've seen, but through sharing it with them. So, yes, it's a sacrifice, but, you know, we're talking whenever we can. The other day, 2 days back, Dylan gave me a mission to find a spiky desert plant. You know, I mean, he pictures those, you know, 3-pronged cactus.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't quite sure where I was going to find a cactus out here, you know.
That's it.
And I stayed at a roadhouse, and they had this huge, big, you know, specimen of a cactus growing next to the tree, and I thought, well, he doesn't have to know that that's not out in the middle of the desert. So, well, kind of is. It's just, you know, and so I FaceTimed them, and we were able to share the, you know, the cactus story and stuff, and it's super special, you know.
Yeah,
it's hopefully something different, and gives him, you know, a perspective that, you know, it's more than what he'll see usually, you know.
Yeah, Marie, you're painting the picture beautifully for us. Before you go, just can people follow you anywhere? Can they watch you on something?
Oh, please do. Yeah, I write a post every night,
yep,
and it gets put up as well as through my socials on the 10 Desert Challenge,
yep,
all in lowercase and the numeral 10. So the 10desertchallenge.com. And if you go into that, you'll see my homepage about what I'm doing and why. And you'll be able to link into the post and also see my map share, which is the map of the journey, but also the dot dots each day as I move along. So, yeah, please get on there. I hope it's a good story to follow and keep up to date with what we're doing. And please donate to Beyond Blue, because that's what it's all about ultimately, is to raise that awareness about the importance of mental health, what that can look like, and also to support a cause that does 24/7 support to people, you know, in need.
Mm.
Marie, 10 Desert Challenge is what you need to search for. It's easy to find. The journey is unbelievable. Thank you for sharing a little bit of it with us this morning. Can't wait to check in with you again soon. Thanks for your time.
Craig and Loretta, thanks for your support. Hey, really appreciate it.
Marie Stevenson, waking up pretty much in the dead center of Australia this morning, and about to jump on the bike once more.